Welcome to Kawayu Onsen. Kawa means river, yu means hot water, and onsen means hot spring. This area received its name from the fact that piping hot mineral water rises to the surface of the river bank. It's quite rare. In the summer, you can even dig your own onsen bath.
What do you mean?
Well, if you make a hole, hot water percolates in. Using the cool water from the river, you can regulate the temperature, and voila, your very own onsen. In winter, from November 1st to the end of February, a giant bath is created right in the riverbank. It's huge, having approximate dimensions of 50 meters by 14 meters and a depth of 60 centimeters. It's called Sennin Muro or Sennin Bath. Sennin is a play on words. It means 1,000 people, alluding to that it's so large that 1,000 people can bathe at the same time. Sennin also means mountain man or immortal mountain hermit, a mysterious character that lives in deep in the mountains. They first started making the Sennin Muro in 1985.
Why does hot spring water come to the surface here?
To answer that question, a short geological lesson is in order. Japan is located on three tectonic plates which are constantly in motion, grinding up against each other with tremendous force. Eventually, the pressure increases and...
Earthquake!
Bing bong! You're right! Japan is one of the most earthquake-prone countries in the world. Of all the energy around the world released by earthquakes in one year, the 10% is concentrated in and around Japan.
No way!
Yeah, we also have dozens of active volcanoes. One of Japan's most famous symbols is the volcanic cone of Mount Fuji.
Okay, but what does that have to do with Kawayu Onsen?
I'm getting there. With all of this geological movement, hot magma rises from deep within the earth. This molten rock heats underground water, which under pressure rises to the surface through cracks. There are two different kinds of rock layers in the area. Hot water bubbles to the surface through a crack where these two meet. And there you have it, an onsen in the river.
That's great, the way such a scary and dangerous situation, like living on top of earthquake-prone islands, can be turned into something so positive and enjoyable as Japanese hot spring culture.
I never thought of it that way before, but you're right. We try our best to enjoy the positive side of being an extremely earthquake-prone country. In fact, our obsession with onsens goes back thousands of years. Not long ago, ancient remains of villages were discovered near hot springs.
I don't know about you, but all this talk about hot springs, I'm ready for a relaxing soak.
Sounds good. Let's go.